Hi, my name is Asaf Beer. I'm a computational scientist at the Jackson Laboratory, and today I'd like to present an R package called Mouse GWAS that does GWAS in mice. So the motivation is pretty simple. We take a lot of lab mice strain, put them all through the same test. And then we'd like to correlate the genotype with the phenotype. So the fact that we have so many lab strains with their genotypes makes it easy to conduct GWAS in mice. We only have to do the measurements, and we don't have to do the genotyping part. But if we go to slide number three, mouse GWAS is different than human GWAS. The population structure is really biased in mice. We use several individuals from the same strain, which is different than what we do in human. We'll have to take this into consideration in the analysis. And the genome structure is also different. Linkage disequilibrium blocks are different between mice and humans. So if you go to the next slide number four, there's a rough process of the package, the mouse GWAS. So basically we take the genotypes, and the genotypes can be downloaded from mouse phenome database of the Jackson Laboratory. So basically there were several efforts to genotype lab strains. One of them is MDA, Mouse Diversity Array. And this is my preferred one, but there are others over there. You take the phenotypes, and then there are several pre-processing steps that have to take place. And then we run the statistical software for the GWAS. It's either Gemma or PyLim. We do some post-processing of the GWAS results, and then we present them in Figure and run some gene enrichment analysis in them. So if you go to slide number five, so Mouse GWAS has a lot of options in it. First one is which software to use. Currently it's Gemma or PyLim, but others could be supported. So the R code run the external Gemma or PyLim executables. Another option is whether or not to use leave one chromosome out, and it does all the necessary steps to do that. We can also choose which individuals to use. We can use all the individuals that with phenotypes. We can randomly sample from each strain and sex, or we can take the average of each strain, and we can also take the average of the residuals. So basically, if we have covariates that we want to include in here, we can do that as well, or we can include those covariates in the GWAS part. We can also combine the phenotypes in different ways. We can use Metasoft, although it has some caveats. We can run multivariate GWAS if we're using Gemma. We can also group the phenotypes in a group that we define, and then take the minimal p-value for its SNPs over all the phenotypes in the group. Or all the phenotypes in total. We can also use genetic markers as covariates. And this is important because, as it seems, the tyrosinase gene in chromosome 7 highly biases all the analysis. So we use this in our executions at least. So the input for the package is pretty simple. It's basically a CSV file with the measures and the covariates, of course, including, for instance, sex and weight, in this example, and a YAML file describing the input and some parameters of the execution, like describing each phenotype that we want to run GWAS on, how to group them, how to determine the strain names if we need translation from the input file to the genotypic files, and some other variables. So if we go to the next slide, you'll see some examples of the output figures. So we have the PVE, the heritability of all the phenotypes. We also cluster the SNPs according to the p-values in each phenotype, and then we plot them in Heaven plot, and we can plot them in Heaven plot with each SNP and the LV block, the SNP residing in the color according to the cluster. We also do gene enrichment analysis of GO terms and KEG phenotypes, and maybe more. And that's it. So if you'd like to give it a try or take a look, you can go to the GitHub repo and give it a shot. Thank you. Have a great day.